Hello, this is Mona Lisa 32, and I'm reading the incest story by user Select Gift, posted on our incest. This story is called B/S for brother sister. On vacation at my parents, and my sister and I had a party. Update number 3. This was posted about a year ago, so we have a lot to catch up on. All right. Hey, peeps. Oh, and by the way, I'm reading from the brother's perspective, in case you don't know. Hey, peeps. Hope you've had a nice weekend. This will probably be long, so let's jump in. Friday, we had another really nice dinner. We had music this time. It kind of lent itself to another little dancing hug. This one was a bit longer. We were both a bit tipsy. We left the mess for the morning, and we did a movie after the dinner and cuddled the whole time. This isn't super rare for us, but fuck, I'll take it. When it was time to go to bed, she walked ahead of me down the hallway and started undressing before she made it to her room. I didn't say anything. I went into the bathroom, and she came out of her room in just underwear. Nothing fancy this time, but still a treat for me. We brushed our teeth together, and we just made eye contact in silence. I, at some point, looked down at her boobs and just stared for a second. She pushed my chin up with her index finger to raise my gaze and just chuckled and shook her head before spitting and flossing. When she was done, she just stood there, almost waiting for me. I said I needed to pee, and she said, "It's okay, you can just do it. I'll wash my face." My whole body went cold, but I was pretty tipsy, so if there was a moment to do it, it was this one. I lifted the toilet seat, undid my zipper, and started lowering my underwear, and she just yelped, "Oh my God, you were just going to pull out your dick in front of me. What a pervert." And she left, laughing, back to her room. I figured I needed to somehow one-up her, and the best thing I could think of at the time was just to pee with the door open. She yelled, "Are you seriously peeing with the door open right now?" And I said, "I'm not afraid of your mind games, little girl." As soon as I was done peeing, she came back to the bathroom to do her face. She didn't announce herself, but my dick was already in my pants. I thought of keeping it out, but I felt like a dick out of a zipper with underwear bunched up underneath was not necessarily a sexy look. We went to bed, and that was it. Saturday started early. We were both a little hungover, so it was a slow start. She came out of bed with a crop top and undies and stayed like that for most of the day. We cleaned all day for the party. It was a bit too busy a day to try to do anything. The mood didn't really allow for cheekiness. By the early evening, we were all dressed up and ready for everyone to come. I had forgotten how good of a team we make on the day-to-day tasks. When people started arriving, we both went into our hosting mode, and I was just reminded of how much we knew each other. Getting snacks out, getting people drinks. We were just exchanging looks and knew exactly what the other was thinking and needing. Somehow we looked at each other and knew the one who was fetching the drinks and the other stayed with the guests. During the party, everyone sat on the couches out on the patio. I sat in this one single chair, and she sat on its arm, even though there was plenty of space for her to have her own seat. A few drinks in, and I just wrapped my arms around her and rested my hand on her hip. I don't think it was weird in front of others, but then I thought better of it for a minute later and stopped. I was given cigars as a gift when I arrived, and I've been smoking them throughout my stay. At some point, my sister gets up and comes back with a cut cigar and lighter, and she just quietly gives it to me. Her friend said, "Wow, look at her, being the woman of the house." She then looked at me and continued, "How does it feel to have a wife for a couple of weeks?" My sister then interrupted me before I said anything and reminded her, half jokingly, I had just broken up with someone after practically being married with them. Her friend apologized and I said, "It's fine. Plus, I believe there's already a guy in line ahead of me." Her friends replied, "Oh, you mean her secret boy. Have you met him? She hasn't let us meet him yet." The other friend added, "Apparently, he's not a boy, he's a real man." I explained I hadn't yet. She interjected and said, "No one would meet him anytime soon," and then immediately changed the topic. It wasn't awkward, but we did get the message to stop talking about it. I gotta be super honest. I'm kind of disappointed. It seems this thing she has with this guy has been going on for a while. But at the same time, it can't be anything serious, or her friends would have met him. They are stupidly close. Once, my sister had sex with a guy, and the condom came off inside her, and her friend drove 20 minutes across town to fish it out of her vagina with her fingers. So yeah, they'd know him. There was this moment that left me a bit like, what the fuck? I'll try to describe it as well as I can. So she was standing in a chair next to me, and I was sitting. Her friend, who was sitting on the other side of my sister, asked me if I could pass her the phone to her boyfriend. I reached out to get the phone behind my sister, at the same level of my sister's butt. My sister sees me and then pokes her butt out toward her side, towards me. It was like a cute little bum poke out. I grabbed the girl's phone and asked my sister, "What are you doing?" And then she turns and she sees what I handed the phone and says, "Oh, I thought you were reaching out to spank me." I just said, "Sorry, I'll do that next time." All her friends used to really enjoy being single. They were super flirty to guys and slept around quite a bit. Now they're all in relationships, so when they drink, they all start acting really slutty with their boyfriends, so everyone was PDAing a lot. This set a particular mood. At some point, my sister started being more physical with me, petting my hair, pinching my butt, and holding my hand. I was tipsy enough, so I started reciprocating. Not so tipsy, I did it in front of other people, but I would take advantage of any chance I got away from the rest of the party. When we were in the kitchen alone, I sent her out with a few drinks and spanked her on the butt several times, with her letting out a little squeak every time. Everyone left eventually and we started cleaning up, but we were pretty drunk. We decided to leave the mess for the morning. At this point, she is leaning against the kitchen island. We keep talking about the party and her friends, and I felt pretty confident, so I started getting closer and closer as we talked. When I got fairly close, she jumped up on the kitchen island. I thought this was to get away from me a bit. Maybe I was coming on too hot, so I started stepping back to lean on the opposite counter. When I did, she said, "No, come here." And she opened her legs a little for me to fit in between them. I came over while talking, and she started stroking my hair. I put my hands on her waist. After a moment, we were just quiet and stared into each other's eyes. She broke the silence with, "I had so much fun tonight. It was fun to host as husband and wife." I said, "Anytime." She then slightly pushed me back and came down from the counter and gave me a little peck on the cheek and then said, "Okay, time for bed." Like she was giving me an order, grabbed my hand and led me toward our rooms. She then said, kind of complaining, "Ugh, this dress is so uncomfortable. I can't wait to get out of it." As we walked down the hallway, I do not know what gave me such confidence. I reached out of the bottom of her dress, grabbed the edge of the dress, and pulled it up over her head as she was still walking. She didn't say anything and just kept walking. She was wearing a black set, It was incredible. I just stared and enjoyed the view. Her ass is so smooth. She has light tan skin, her long black hair covered most of her shoulders. But then she put it up in a bun and held it with her hand, almost to let me admire her neck and shoulders. Seconds after, she walked into her room. I kept her dress in my hand and put it down on the chair in my bedroom. Then we brushed our teeth like we did the night before. When she was done, I told her I needed to pee, hoping she'd stay in the bathroom this time. She said yesterday was enough dick whipping out for the weekend and walked out. Thank God, because I had a massive boner and had to pee the smooth criminal away. Afterwards, I planned to come into her bedroom and try to hang out as long as possible. But when I came out of the bathroom, her door was already closed. I could hear the buzzing of her loud headphones playing music, so I figured she was ready for bed. I could not sleep. I just ended up going back out in the patio and hanging out until 4 a.m., just thinking over everything. The next morning, we cleaned up and had just a normal day. I told her she really made my night, and she just stayed quiet for a moment, thinking. She then asked me if there was a way for me to stay any longer. I would be due back home within a week or two, tops. She said she was having lots of fun, and she spends so much time alone right now, and that whatever she had going was almost at a full stop. I told her I'd look into it. I would really like to stay for a bit longer, but I have my apartment and my dog waiting back home. I have already been away for long enough. I'll generally look into it. If I can manage to make some sort of arrangement, I will. I'll see if my friend can have my dog come over to her place and keep him for a bit. My parents come this afternoon. She's really chipper about it. She went out to buy flowers and put them out. She's been in a great mood. It's kind of annoying, honestly. Hello. I want to see my parents. I've barely seen them since I came. But I also want to keep having things move forward. They'll have to leave us soon enough. They've been super busy. Like always, we'll see where this goes. Thanks, y'all. Till next time. So, that update was super cute. The party and them working well together. And very flirty. I want to see what happens next. Okay, this is update number 4. Hey, y'all. I didn't have an opportunity to sit down and write an update earlier this week, as I've been super busy with work, so thank you for your patience. Kind of fortunate news. So my dog is a foster, not mine. Apparently, there's someone that's interested in coming to see him and start the application process. If my dog gets adopted, I may be able to stay here for longer. I'm still not sure how long the adoption process might take, but I'll hold off booking my flight back for another week. After that, I'll have to make a decision. I can't really just leave my life on pause back home. My parents arrived on Monday afternoon. My sister was really excited for them to come. We had a big family dinner at home and had a few drinks out on the patio. I was pretty tipsy and thought maybe when my parents went to bed, my sister and I could just hang. But I think we were all tired. Everyone just decided to go to bed suddenly. My sister had her door closed as soon as she was done brushing her teeth. Tuesday was pretty mild. I barely saw my sister. They're doing school again, little by little, so I didn't really see her most of the day. We hung out with my mom and dad for dinner, but everyone went to bed early again. I was just left by myself outside, chatting with some of you here, and then went to bed. If you haven't noticed, I take any chance I get to cook for other people. I love it. On Wednesday, I woke up feeling like making a big breakfast for everyone. I knew everyone had the day off, so why not take the time and eat together? I set everything out. My parents join me, and I call my sister on her phone to tell her it's ready. She comes out again, wearing just a lingerie set. I froze. I felt like cold water had been poured over me. Honestly, it felt almost like she was outing us to my parents. I didn't say anything, fearing that if I opened my mouth, I'd spit my heart out. No one said anything, though. My parents didn't really act like anything was out of place. I felt so weirded out. I kind of made intense eye contact with my sister, almost asking her what the fuck she was doing with just my gaze. She just smiled at me whenever our eyes met. She really only came to the table, ate, then got up and left. My parents and I stayed at the table for a bit longer. When we got up to start cleaning, my sister came back out, now having taken a shower, her hair wet, and she was wearing yoga pants and a crop top. The rest of the day, she was out. She came back home with my mom later that day. There wasn't really a big family time or dinner planned, so I tried coming into her room and hanging out for a bit. She seemed so uninterested. It was like 8 p.m., and I said, "Do you want to do something together tonight?" And she just replied with, "I'm really tired. I actually think I'll be going to bed really soon." So I left. Yesterday, I woke up and no one was home. My parents were gone early in the morning. My sister had class really early as well. I texted my sister around noon asking her what time she'd be coming home, but she didn't reply. My parents came home around 9 or 10 p.m. I asked where my sister was, and they told me she'd be spending the night at her friend's house. My parents left this morning on another trip. They'll be gone for a few days, so hopefully the weekend picks up in activity. My sister isn't home yet. Fuck. I feel so thrown off here. My sister didn't seem to have any interest in hanging out with me throughout the week. She wasn't busy, I can tell you that. She spent most of the time just hanging out. She just didn't want to do it with me. There was very little flirting, if any, and no other special, quiet moments between us. I did anticipate things slowing down with my parents around, but I didn't see them just completely stopping. Maybe we pushed things a little far on the weekend. I'm thinking she may have been freaked out and wants to back it up a bit. She definitely wasn't upset. She was in a really good mood the whole week. She just was uninterested in hanging out with me. We'll see how this weekend goes. Oh, and another thing that has me thinking. What if the whole getting undressed in front of me and hanging out in her underwear is just something she does normally now? My parents did not even seem to acknowledge what was going on. We grew up fairly strict, quote-unquote, Catholic. So this was definitely a no-no in our home. Like, what if I've just come in and misinterpreted just who she is now and whatever dynamic they have in the house? We haven't seen each other for a while, and while we text and FaceTime regularly, it's completely possible that things have changed drastically, I guess. Until next time, be well and behave. That's interesting. I don't know what to think yet, so let's go to the next post. Okay, this is post number 5. Greeting, folks. Not all is lost. Things are still happening. On Friday, my sister came home closer to the end of the day. I was working out in the patio. She came all chipper and sat across from me. She said hello and asked me what time our parents left and if they said they'd be back. I told her they didn't know, but they'd be gone for a few days. She said, "Good, so I have you all to myself this weekend." There wasn't really a reasonable justification for me to be upset, but I kind of was salty about how the week had transpired. And now, she was acting all flirty again. Either way, I didn't necessarily want to jump back into flirting and the same mood with which we finished last weekend. So I just replied something like, "Yeah, for sure." She asked me if I was upset. I would say I was more concerned about our relationship having been damaged than upset. But for some reason, I could only reply, "No." She smirked and told me she knows. She knows me so well, and she knows exactly what I was thinking. Then, very seriously, told me, "We mustn't be irresponsible. There are rules." I knew she was referring to not doing shit in front of my parents, but I was interested in discussing these rules she had, more so now that she was giving us an opening for it. This seemed like a good moment to bring up everything and just have a frank conversation. "So," I asked, "walk me through the rules." She just replied, "Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?" I stood up and walked away. I did say in a more upset tone, "Wait, come here. We're not done." She turned back, walked back over, sat next to me and told me to relax and stroked my hair. She said, "I'm sorry, I was just really distracted by some things I have going on, but we'll spend the whole weekend doing whatever you want. We don't need to discuss the details." It didn't come across as a sexual comment. It really felt more just like an apology. It bugged me that she didn't really let us have a conversation about things. But like I committed to myself before, I want to let her set the pace. It's just so hard. I'm very much the guy that likes to be forward and lay the cards out on the table. From the get-go, control freak. But I guess we're waiting. I don't want to push and make things more serious than they need to be. She was very affectionate the rest of the day. We watched a movie that evening, and we did our little underwear nightly routine. This time, however, I decided to just be in my underwear as well. When it was time to go to bed, she came into my room and we talked for a bit. We were cuddling on my bed, just in our underwear. We were both clearly tired. And while I wanted to make something happen, I was passing out. So I said, "I really need to get to bed. Is there any chance I can persuade you to sleep here tonight?" She let out a loud ha, followed by, "You need to spend the big bucks at dinner to get me to bed, boy." She got up and went to her room. I gave her a quick spank, and she did a cute squeak as she walked away. I was frustrated, but so tired, I didn't care that much. On Saturday morning, I woke up first. I was just hanging out in the kitchen waiting for the coffee to be ready, and she came out wearing underwear. She said good morning and hugged me. It's not super common for her to greet me like that at the beginning of the day. We held the hug for a moment. It was a really cold morning, so she did a quick shiver and said, "I'm so cold." I said, "It's probably because your ass is out." She chuckled and said, "Yeah, maybe. You're warm, though. You're doing an excellent job at warming me up." While still hugging her, I started rubbing my hands until they got warmer and then placed each hand flat on her butt cheeks and just left them there. She let out a small, "That's nice." And we stayed still for a second. A million things were going through my head. I loved every instant, but we're here to play hard to get. So I stopped the moment by saying, "All right, let's not get you warmed up too much." She then told me she wanted to treat me to a breakfast view, but it was way too cold, so she went and changed into warmer clothes. During the day, we had our moments, but it was mostly being nice with each other. We took a couch nap in the afternoon, and she was halfway on top of me, resting her head on my chest. I was holding her tight against me. When we woke up, we just stayed still for a moment, just enjoying each other. She lifted her head so our faces were in front of each other, kissing the tip of my nose, and got up. I'll leave things here because the post is long enough already. I need to finish / edit the next bit, and I'm also trying to get some work done. It'll be up momentarily. See you in part 2. Interesting. I was going to comment on this, but since there's a part 2, I'll just read part 2 and then be done with this post. Okay, so he labeled it update 6. So we'll start from there for the rest of this weekend. Sorry for the delay, folks. I got super caught up with work today and barely had any time to finish editing this update. So we can continue now. Okay, on to Saturday. I think it's going to get steamy. For the evening after dinner, we were just sitting at the table just enjoying how full we were. She said, "Oh, I got us a little treat for dessert, but we'll have to wait an hour after eating." Ran over to her room and came back with a plastic baggie. She got us shrooms. We've done shrooms individually in the past and often talk about doing them together. Later in the evening, around 11 p.m., we went out on the patio, turned all the lights off, set up candles and a fire pit, and with some very specific instructions from user Zoe Throwaway, we put a kettle on and made some tea. It was fun, nothing super crazy. We were high for a bit, and I think the flirting went up a couple notches. At some point, she was just sitting on my lap as we were talking. We both started shivering at some point as the night got colder, and we got under a blanket. After a while, though, I started feeling like I was freaking out. My heart started going crazy for no reason. I tried to tell myself to ignore it, but it only made me think more about it. And somehow she just knew I wasn't having a good time. She started whispering things to me, basically, just giving me compliments, telling me how safe she felt around me, how much she was enjoying having me home. She got up and walked around the couch and stood behind me. She unbuttoned my shirt 3/4 of the way down and started rubbing my chest, while still whispering these things into my ear. Little by little, I started to feel better, and her lips slightly grazed my ears was more than enough to distract me from my heartbeat. After we just kept hanging out, I thought about maybe having a conversation then, but doubted myself, given that I was literally on drugs. I must have taken a long time thinking about it because she broke the silence like she could read my mind. "You know why you started freaking out? Because you were trying too hard to control everything. You have to just learn to let it go and let this, the experience itself, guide you. Just float around and don't swim." Okay, so we're both high. There's an obvious chance that she was just talking about the shrooms. But if she managed to read my mind and tell me to lay off her and just let things between us evolve naturally, and so accurately describe how I'd have a better experience tripping and all this the while being drunk and high, I think she exists on a different fucking plane of wisdom. LOL. After that, I could not go to sleep. I was fairly sober now, but just could not go to bed. She stayed with me for as long as I needed. Eventually, at like 4:30, I started getting tired. When we both went to bed, there weren't many shenanigans. At this time, I was a bit upset that I didn't try anything bolder, but I actually am glad now that I didn't. I don't know how we would have felt if we had done anything whilst on drugs. I guess it's an Owl of Minerva type situation. On Sunday, we started the day around 2 p.m. Nothing much happened. We weren't hungover, but really tired. We cleaned around the house, but nothing worth sharing. Maybe only that she spent the whole day in a crop top and undies. But even if she had wanted to have sex, my dick would have been completely unresponsive. I was destroyed. Later that night, we were both feeling ourselves. Somehow the conversation about sexual partners came up and I said, I was starting to feel the dry period. One of you had suggested I ask about the mystery guy. So I asked her when was the last time she had sex was. She told me she has been able to get laid every once in a while. That when I arrived, everything had stopped for her, but little by little she had chances to sneak around. I said, she's pretty good, but because I haven't seen her leave for a date or anything, even once. She just said, well, I'm a sneaky snake. And then asked me if I'd been jerking off. We've vaguely discussed this before, but never in such depth. I told her I was doing every chance I got. She laughed and told me she'd give me a chance if she could. I tried to move things forward, maybe doing something together, but the conversation just wouldn't really go that direction. And I just felt too awkward to directly say it. But I did try to get us to watch porn together. She then said porn isn't really her thing. She likes reading erotica or listening to stuff on GW Audio. Interesting. The topic didn't really stick. We were both clearly into it and worked up. But it was obvious we didn't know how to keep the conversation going. We started getting ready for bed after that. I took my clothes off to do our thing, LOL, but this time, she didn't take hers off. It was a bit awkward, especially because I was sporting a raging erection. She looked at it a couple of times and giggled every time. We went to bed and she closed the door and I closed mine. At this point, I'm ready to go to town. I open my laptop, find myself something appropriate visual stimuli, but suddenly I hear a tiny, tiny whimper. I came out into the hallway, generally wondering if there was a cat trapped in the house. That has happened before, or something. I heard it again. It was coming from my sister's room. The door wasn't fully closed. Normally we just leave the tiniest crack left open. I pushed her door open a tad bit, thinking it was dark enough I wouldn't wake her. I could hear her headphones being loud. It wasn't music. She was just squirming in bed, letting out these little whimpers from time to time. I was certain she was masturbating, but I couldn't really see much. And I felt really weird just standing there watching her without her knowing. So I went back to my room. I did feel bold, though. I went back to my room, left the door fully open, and jerked off on top of the sheets. I figured it'd be weird if she knew I was watching her masturbate, but if she came out of her room to the bathroom or to clean up, she'd be able to see me. I was fully planning on just not reacting if she caught me. More like just hyping myself up and hoping. She didn't, though. At some point, I heard a light slam on her room, thinking it was her door. I got up and looked and to see if she closed the door, but it was still open. I'm thinking it was her nightstand drawer. It's the only other thing that it could slam. I know things didn't really progress in a physical way as much, but I'm very happy where things are going. We are growing much more in intimacy, if that's the right word. And I thoroughly value not being in the same limbo I was in last week, if not knowing what was going on. That's it. Regarding my dog, he got adopted. Pretty sad in general because he was an awesome pup. But now the matter of staying is a much easier one. I called my friend who dog sat, and she told me she needed to stay in my city for an internship for a few months and said she'd be interested in subletting my apartment. I spoke with my sister and told her this and suggested maybe I can stay until Christmas. It's been years since I spent Christmas here. She was excited about it, obviously. I'll need to touch base with my parents. I'll let you know where that lands. So, my commentary on this set of posts was, it's definitely progressing. His sister is playing with fire. She's totally attracted to him, I can tell. And vice versa. So it's just a matter of time until they both cross the line. And that's funny. She's teasing him. I like the tension. Anyway, if this was like a best friend or something, it'd be even better or just as hot. Yeah. I like the comment about listening to audio and reading erotica because I prefer that as well. I'm gonna leave this here. I hope you enjoy this post.